Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 73 of the Membership Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, one half of the aforementioned Membership Guys, and this is a show in which I dispense proven practical tips and advice for growing a successful membership website. Now, if you're one of those people who doesn't eagerly await each and every episode of this podcast, downloading it within seconds of release, and if so, shame on you, then I just want to let you guys know that this is the second part of a two-part series, so to speak, on building an audience. We're talking a lot about audience building here at the Membership Guys to coincide with the release of a brand new course in MemberSite Academy all around growing your audience and building an audience for your membership site. And so on the last episode, episode 72, we talked about where to actually find your audience, how to identify where your audience are hanging out, and what to look out for, what to listen for, and how to actually use the information that you gather from simply hanging out with them, observing them, listening them, and so on. And in this episode, we're going to talk about four tactics that you can use for growing your audience fast. So it's probably going to be more useful to you to listen to those two episodes in order, but if you're feeling a little bit rebellious and you want to listen to this one first, then hey, I'm not going to stop you. So we're talking all about tactics for quick audience growth. And the four things we're going to mention in this episode are certainly not the only way of growing your audience, certainly not the only way of marketing your membership, but they are definitely four of the tactics that are going to get you a larger result over a shorter period of time. And that's something which is no doubt going to be extremely useful to you if you're starting from scratch in terms of actually having an audience to promote your membership to, and you're building up towards launch and want to make sure you have as many eyeballs as possible on your newly opened membership. So the first of those tactics we're going to talk about is running a free online challenge. So this will typically be where you develop either a course or a program, a series of emails, webinars, live videos that are all aimed around getting people a particular outcome or helping them achieve a certain goal. And you usually run this program or this course over a set period of time, typically 7 days, 14 days, 30 days, certainly no more than 30 days. And because of that, the goal or the outcome that you're looking to deliver through this free challenge is usually going to be something relatively small and achievable within that time frame. It shouldn't require too much direction or instruction from you because you're kind of relying on the people taking part in guiding themselves along and so on. So you're not sending the participants in this challenge, you know, 2 or 3 hours worth of video material to watch every day. Instead, you're plotting out a pathway to a particular outcome and then breaking it down into small, easy digestible chunks that you then send out on a daily basis or a weekly basis or so on. So a free challenge, because of the fact that you'll do it to a specific fixed time period, and you'll often run it so that everybody subscribing starts and ends the challenge on the same date, that allows you to build a bit of buzz, to make a lot of noise, and to get more eyeballs, and to use scarcity and urgency as a tactic in actually encouraging people to sign up for free to this challenge. So you might have a Facebook group, maybe you have public social media updates where anybody taking part in the challenge can check in and report their progress. And because of all this kind of stuff, it's a lot more compelling and it's a lot more attention grabbing than a regular lead magnet that you might use on your blog post to try and encourage people to join your email list. If you make a big deal about this and you treat it almost like a mini product launch, then that's more likely to get you a large quantity of people opting in to take part in it. People will join this not just for the material, but also because they thrive in accountability and they like to be shown the particular route they need to follow. So if you structure a free challenge well, it can be a huge, huge tactic for generating email signups. And this is something that we did as a key part of the launch of MemberSite Academy. Having spent years with our head down at the coalface, working with clients one-on-one with their membership businesses, when we decided we were going to launch MemberSite Academy, we had a relatively short space of time to build our audience. So the main way in which we really accelerated that was through our 30-day membership challenge, where we took the process of planning, creating and launching a membership, and we broke it down into 30 easy to digest, accessible and easy to accomplish steps, which we then delivered as an email course over a set period of time. And that generated us hundreds and hundreds of signups, which played a big part in the successful launch of Membersite Academy. So that's the first tactic for really accelerating your audience building, running a free challenge. And once you've done it once, you can then pull it out of the bag several times a year to give your email list generation an extra boost. So a big part of why that tactic is successful is it enables you to create an event type feel around what is essentially just an email autoresponder sequence. But if you want to take that event element even further, then the second tactic is using a web summit. So a web summit is essentially an online event where you feature experts in your niche or people with knowledge that will really help people within your audience. And these will typically either be live or pre-recorded interviews, webinars, or workshops where you're the host. So you'll typically have 30 to 40 different experts from different areas, and you schedule in the sessions that you have with them over a fixed period of 2 to maybe 3 weeks. And again, you make a big event of it, you brand it all up, and you make it free to attend in exchange for somebody subscribing, providing their email, and so on. And there's so many different ways in which you can use a web summit in order to actually generate sales by upselling into the membership. You maybe make the free recordings only available for a certain amount of time, and then people actually have to pay to join your membership to get lifetime access. All sorts of ways you can use a web summit as an actual sales generating tool, but purely from an audience building tool, again, the event element of it, the fact that this is something which will only be taking place at a particular time, and when it's done, you can no longer attend. That enables you to really use urgency, really use scarcity as a marketing tool to build your audience, but also it makes for an extremely compelling thing for people to sign up for. Simply by providing their email address, they get access to expert knowledge all rounded up in one place from all these different people that they'll have heard of, that they'll have respect for, and you're the host, you're being associated with them. You obviously get a chance to showcase your own knowledge and expertise. And of course, you have these guys on your email list so you can continue that relationship there. They are now part of your audience. So a web summit can be a lot of work and take a lot of logistics in terms of getting it all together. And I'd certainly recommend you check out episode 44 of the Membership Guys podcast, where I spoke to Jan Alunga, good friend of mine who had a lot of success running his podcast Success Summit. Check that out for some more tips on how to run a web summit as an audience building tool as well as a sales tool. So that's the second tactic and really accelerating your audience growth. Both running a web summit. The third tactic is running a contest. Not just any contest, but one which actually rewards people for sharing the contest details and for getting other people to participate. So you typically call these a social contest, whereby someone entering gets more entries if they encourage other people to actually enter. So they benefit from essentially building your audience for you. Now, it's important when it comes to contests to not go crazy with the prizes. If you're giving away cars and thousands of dollars and iMacs and MacBooks and all that sort of stuff, well, then you're just asking to have people trying to game the system, to have people signing up who have no interest in your topic. And there's no point in assembling an audience if that audience are not relevant to what you're doing. So you want to keep any prizes that you're actually using in your contest modest and also keep them relevant. So this is where bundles of books related to your subject can work very well. Maybe even equipment if you're in a particular niche where there's a heavy use of specific equipment like photography, like teaching people to play an instrument, where maybe you can give away a camera or give away a guitar or a drum kit. So the only people who are going to enter a contest to win that stuff are people who have an interest in that particular topic, and therefore they're likely going to be more suitable and more relevant to what you actually want to promote to them in terms of your membership site. You can also include free membership of your site as one of the prizes, simply to get the fact that you have a membership on the radar of the people taking part. And of course, that gives you then an opportunity or reason to talk about your membership, to provide details of it, maybe show a little tour, a little sneak peek behind the scenes, because you're doing that in the context of explaining a prize that's in the contest rather than simply selling and pitching your product to the participants. So that third tactic, run a social contest, and there's various different options in terms of the software out there that will enable you to do this in a way that awards extra entries for people who share and who refer other people to your contest. So things like King Sumo, Rafflecopter, Woobox, just for starters, that sort of software can be very good for this particular tactic. And the fourth tactic for accelerating your audience growth is to partner up with established influencers or established names in your field to run some sort of joint venture promotion. So if there are other people out there who have the audience that you want, either within the same niche or within an area where there's going to be some shared interests, then you can tap into those people's audiences by doing a joint venture. Now that might simply be you going along and using someone else's platform to deliver value to their audience. So maybe you do a joint webinar, perhaps you guest on their podcast or on their website, and you reward them by giving them a small commission on any new sales or any new opt-ins that then turn into sales, resulting in your exposure on their platform. But you can go even further than that and actually have these figures who already have these big audiences actively promoting and actively marketing you in exchange for higher commission, in exchange for other incentives. So this is typical of high ticket product launches and courses, but you can certainly adapt it to memberships, particularly if you're offering lifetime options or annual options where the actual money involved and as a result the potential commission for your joint venture partner is higher than what they would earn on monthly payments. So this is largely a case of just identifying the sort of people you would want to have a joint venture with and then approaching them to first of all take their temperature as to whether this is something they think would be a good fit for their audience, because they know their particular audience better than you do. And then from there, it's really down to you to make it as easy as possible for these guys to actually talk about your product, to encourage people to join, to promote your membership, your free opt-in, your free challenge, your web summit, and what have you. So you're going to need a robust system and software in place that's going to be able to track somebody from clicking through from a link on your joint venture partner's website through to opting in for a particular freebie all the way through to actually joining your membership. The relevancy to their audience, the amount of commission being offered, and how likely they think it is that they'll be able to generate a lot of sales is going to really play a part in the decision making of these potential partners as to whether they actually want to work with you. So focusing on those areas when you're actually making these approaches is key. A good joint venture arrangement can do wonders for accelerating your list growth and then, of course, accelerating sales. Now, this sort of joint venture promotion is something that you're going to want to do when you're ready to launch. A well-established influencer with a huge audience isn't going to put in all this effort purely to add email subscribers to your list. So any sort of lead generation or any sort of free opt-ins that you actually use in this partnership need to be done as the first step of a sales process. So in most cases, that's going to be part of your launch strategy. You need to be able to show your potential partners the direct path between them sending someone to you in order for that person to opt into your email, and that then resulting in a sale within a relatively short window of time. So again, this isn't something that you would likely do early on in the process when you're still building and you're still putting together your membership, because it's not going to be worth the while of your joint venture partners. Now, this isn't something everyone's going to be able to take advantage of, and certainly it's something where there's more scope for doing it if your topic is in the online marketing arena. But you can get creative and apply the same sort of strategy to all sorts of markets and all sorts of topics simply by identifying the influencers, the product providers, and other people who are already servicing audiences that you also want to target. So those are the four strategies you can use to accelerate your audience building. Run some sort of free challenge, make a lot of hype, turn it into a bit of an event. And if you want to take that event element even further, tactic number two, run a web summit where you bring together all these experts on a particular topic. And over the space of 2 to 3 weeks, you run a schedule of programming, a of educational material, interviews, workshops, and so on. That is free to anyone who subscribes to your list and submits their email address. Third tactic is running a contest that encourages social sharing and referrals. But again, the key for this is making sure that the prizes you use aren't so valuable that you just get all sorts of people who have no interest in your topic taking part simply because they want to win a free TV. And the fourth tactic is using joint venture partnerships in order to tap into other people's audiences. So as we said at the top of the episode, those four tactics are in no way the only way of marketing and promoting and growing your membership. They're certainly not the only way of generating leads, but if you're looking to accelerate your audience building efforts, then these four tactics are definitely amongst the most effective ways of getting a lot of people signing up to your email list, a lot of people joining your audience within a short space of time. Now, audience building really is a key activity for anyone thinking of starting a membership site. And even if your membership is already growing, you need to make sure your audience is growing along with it. So this isn't just something you do when you're preparing for launch. This is something you need to be doing on a continuous basis. Because without an audience, who are you going to sell to? Build it and they will come is not a valid strategy. So make sure you've invested time in audience building. And to help you do that, we have just released a brand new course inside MemberSite Academy that is all around audience building strategies for membership site owners. This delves into researching your audience, determining what they want and how to give it to them, creating audience avatars and segmenting your audience to make sure that all your marketing campaigns are as highly targeted and highly effective as possible. It also digs deeper into the strategies and the tactics, the specific stuff that you can do to actually grow your audience, as well as how to take your relationship with your audience even further, so you get more out of it, as more profitable for you and more rewarding for them. So this is an absolute essential course for anybody thinking of starting a membership or currently running a membership who's looking for more ways to attract new members. So this has just launched inside MemberSite Academy. We're very excited about it and already it's getting fantastic feedback. Head on over to membersiteacademy.com to find out more, not only about this course, but also our whole library of courses, training, resources, perks, our community, and all that amazing stuff that we have inside the academy. Check that out at membersiteacademy.com. That's it from me for this episode of the Membership Guys podcast. Thank you so much for downloading the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you found it useful. As always, give me a shout on social media at Membership Guys on Twitter, or the Facebook group is talkmemberships.com. And of course, if you're serious about building your audience, if you're serious about making your membership site a success, check out membersiteacademy.com as well. Thanks very much for downloading this episode. I'll be back again very soon with another installment of the Membership Guys podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out the membersiteacademy.com. The MemberSite Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. So whether you're still figuring out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website is already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the MemberSite Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly training, exclusive member-only discounts, perks and tools, and a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement and advice, the MemberSite Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage and grow a successful membership website. So check it out at membersiteacademy.com.